You have been put in the uncomfortable position of living in a time of madness, but needing to make a framework of sanity and love and caring while all this is going on around you. It is as though you are in an energetic war zone, but you have the capacity, even though it is difficult, to make a safe space for yourself. Now, this is a bit unusual because we spend so much time making a safe space for other people. But now we are being asked to make a safe space for ourselves. And the point of that is that because the world is in such turmoil, things have turned over so much and are continuing to turn over, that we cannot look ahead in the way we normally do and say, this will work out and I will move in this way and I will have some idea anyway about, if not total outcome, at least direction. Except the world is changing too much for that. But the ability to separate and be in your own energy space with us, with those who teach you and love you and lead you, and to hold that space even while you look outside of you and you see what seems to be complete destruction, that we understand what a difficult job that is. But it is important, because to focus, once again, we've spoken about this before, the importance of having the information, but not entering the war. So it is as though we are reading a very violent book, but we know it is a book. So we are reading, we're not reading these things, they are coming at us in the media, and which loves fear, of course, the media loves fear, so they're being blown up and made even bigger than they are, which is big enough. But we need to understand it ourselves as being able to know about it, but not sending our energy into it. Now, why is that difficult for us? Well, when you think of the training and of the patriarchal expectations, that there's an automatic, here is something wrong, fix it. This is something that should not happen, change it, move in. And all of that responsibility that was given to you because you are a woman. This needs to be readjusted at this time. So if you were reading a book and you read about a terrible war-like chapter, when you close the book, you would still feel the energy of that, but you would re-enter your own energy. Perhaps you would have some tea. Maybe you would call a friend. Perhaps you would take a walk. In other words, you would return yourself to your own energy. And this is what we are being asked to do now. We see, we hear, we realize this is what is happening, and we realize also that the energy we are responsible for is our own. Now, we do want to be clear about this. You are human. You are going to have emotional responses to what you see going on around you. But we are going back to this other thing for a moment. If you have read a very powerful book, you had emotional responses to that too. But you had the advantage of knowing that it was a book, and that your job after reading the book was to return yourself to your own life, to your own energy, and do all the things you need to do to restore yourself to your own light and your own connection. And this is the kind of thing that you need to be doing now. For all cycles, there is what we call an apex. There is a point where there is a very top of a cycle. And when it hits, many interesting things happen. But the thing that happens afterward is that the cycle changes. And it becomes different in every way you can think of. And you are now in a position where you get to watch this, even though it is sometimes painful. And it is like, it is headed for the apex now, as you are watching it. And what happens after the apex is a change of cycle. And for all of you, it will be the feeling, I can breathe again. It has turned, it is going the other way. Will it be like it was before? No, it will not, because this is cycle change on a planet, which is very different than just a moment or a small movement. This is a genuine cycle change. And the next one is going to be so much better for you. So in the meantime, to care for ourselves, we must remember that in a way we are reading a book. And what we have read books before that have impacted us, and we have then moved into our own energy again, and we have been restored, and the universe is with us. So that is actually what is going on here. We wish we could tell you more, but in a cycle change, you must wait for the cycle itself to make the energy turn. And then you will be relieved a little at a time. Things that were wrong will be made right. Things that were violent will become more reasonable. And it will take a while for this cycle change to happen. But when it does energetically, you are going to be much happier about the world than you are now. We would not expect you to be happy about the world now. But we want you to remember your own power. The power to return to your own energy, the power to align with the universe, and to allow all of your humanity. Of course you allow your outrage. Of course you allow that. Of course you allow your anger. Of course you allow it. But you do not make a consciousness bubble with only those energies. You allow those, and to the best of your ability, you move them through, because cycle change is going to take care of so many of these things. You have another interesting thing going on here. We believe you all know that you are in an evil cycle. We are always interested to see people who do not believe in evil. We understand the impulse. If you do not believe in evil, then you are not interacting with it. But here is the challenge. We must know what is evil, but we must not enter it. We hold the light even while we know about the evil. And this is a huge thing that you are doing now in your world. And of course, because it is a healing planet, the other thing you are being asked to do is know that in yourself. If you find the voice in yourself that still finds you wanting, that still finds you not perfect, that still finds you not what you should be, this is the time to look at that voice and say, I recognize the voice. but you do not belong in my reality. You do not belong in the world that the universe intends for me. When I am peaceful, I do not need to hear that I am not peaceful enough. When I have a big response, I do not need to hear that there is something wrong with me because I had a big response. We do not need to hear that. We need fluidity, we need release, and we need love when all that happens. We're going to say one more thing, and we think of it as the secret curse. That is the thing that you judge yourself for, but you do not even admit it to yourself. And it is one of those things that is subtle, but then all of a sudden you're in something and you're terribly upset because, and again, please fill in your own blank here. You have not done enough. You were not enough. You were not perfect in some aspect. You should have been further along. We are gagged at the list of things that fall into this particular thing. You must give those up. They do not honor who you are. They do not honor your strength, and they do not take care of you in the very challenging times that we are in. So when you hear that voice, go ahead and acknowledge it, but also acknowledge that it is sapping your primary strength. And in these times, you do not want that, and you cannot afford that. So once again, no more of that. No more of the judgment. It usually comes from the past, and it is usually based on an expectation that is absolutely cruel. Cruel to you because you are a woman. So we are going to take a few moments and talk about this together. We did not mean to be uncheerful here, but while the world is going on, that our job is to stay in our own energy. And while the world is doing what it is doing, it is our job to take care of the world inside of us with love, with compassion, but with the ability to say, enough of that. I am here and I am exactly where I should be. I respect that rightness. Mm-hmm. I understand my challenges and what I feel and what I am going through. But I am a child of love. And I am claiming that right in everything that I do. We'll take a moment to speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. See a path ahead of you and see that the path is alive with light. And when you step onto the path, that light fills you. And you become bigger. taller. There is more of you. Your original strength is returning to you. And as you walk along the path, remember who you are. And when you come to a place on the path, you will see that there is a waterfall. And know that you can breathe no matter where you are. Step into the water and walk to the space behind the waterfall. And know that it is rich and dark and healing. And in this place of safety, you restore yourself. Come back to the waterfall and take this time to be in that water, to allow yourself the cleansing of the water. Allow that water to take away your burdens. And when you come back to the path, feel that you've been given a warm, soft robe to keep you warm. And the waterfall disappears and the path continues and you continue on it. And you come to a place where there is a wall, and the wall is covered with roses. And one of those roses calls you. And you take a moment to feel for it, and you find it. And you draw it to yourself and it does not hurt you. And when you touch the wall opens. And taking your rose with you, you walk forward on the path. And know that you're carrying the mother's love, the mother's wisdom, the mother's beauty, the mother's protection. Place the rose in your heart where it can continue to live and be well. And find that the path has brought you to the center of your own heart center. And your heart center lights up. All that you have brought here, all that you've learned, all the beauty and the comfort, all the love and the kindness is alive in your heart. And a path becomes illuminated, and you step onto that path. And you are weightless. All that is heavy has fallen away from you, and the path takes you and moves you up. And feel the vibration become higher as you moved upward. And you come to a place of release. And in this place, you release everything that is a worry, everything that is an offense, everything that is happening that you do not wish to hold. And feel it all move out of your body and into a cauldron. And fill it as high as you need to fill it. It can hold everything that you do not wish to hold anymore. And see that the cauldron has a blue flame beneath it, so that everything in the cauldron is transmuted. And allow the transmuted sign to come out of the cauldron and make itself known to you. And know it and watch it. See the beauty of it. And continue on the path, becoming lighter still. And come to the place of the gift. Resting your mind, allow yourself to open to the gift the universe wants you to have. And see that your teacher is here, the teacher who walks with you every day, the teacher who knows you and loves you and guides you. And thank the teacher for being here. And receive the teacher's blessing. And turn and come back down the path. Know that the air is full of blessings and that everything that you breathe serves you, heals you, protects you. And walk back down the path and come back to the center of your beautiful heart. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.